For some people, getting away means putting on some boots, grabbing a pair of binoculars, and heading outside to look at birds. And one thing you find out quickly is that when you're looking for birds, you have to be quiet, even stealthy.
I would say the number of birds you can see in a day is directly proportional to your ninja skill capabilities.
That's Christina Brocious. She's a birder, and when she's got a few free hours, she likes to come here to the Clyde Shepherd Nature Preserve.
So I come to Clyde Shepherd for a lot of reasons. I think the first time I came here was for birding, because I wanted to find a place close to my house, pretty close to where I live, that I could visit over and over and over again and see differences in throughout the year, throughout the seasons.
And from where we are now on a wooden riser above the beaver pond, you can see the calm, still water, dragonflies, a grove of trees, cattails, and there's even more.
Family wood ducks right there. Oh, these must not be wood ducks. These are mallards. I didn't know there were mallards breeding here. Right off the observation deck where we're standing, maybe 15 feet in front of us, we've got the cutest, tiniest little yellow and brown striped mallard ducklings that just are peeping away and eating with their mom.
Though, honestly, with planes flying overhead, you're never really completely removed from the city. Christina is out today with her friend and fellow birder, Marco Bajic, who appreciates this nature preserve, but not just because of the birds.
I had like one of my grad school classes. I was about to have a final, and then there was like maybe 2 hours left before class. I was like, I'll just come out here, walk around, and see what I see. It was actually really interesting because I ended up seeing like a great egret and a little blue heron, which I've never seen here before. And the same day I saw a possum just walking across the path. You know, I guess I wanted to just kind of relax as much as I could. And like, this is probably the best place to have that I could think of that I could come to do that.
Originally, Clyde Shepherd Nature Preserve was going to be used as a containment area for storm water runoff. But back in 1995, a group of community members got together and approached the developer and asked to give this parcel of land a chance as a wetland. Dave Butler works with DeKalb County as the Green Space Environment Manager, and today he's also on the board of the Clyde Shepherd Nature Preserve.
So 28 acres that had once been cleared started to regenerate forest, wetlands came, beavers came, dammed up a culvert they'd put in and created 5 acres or more of wetland area in there. And so we managed that over time with boardwalks and decks and started getting the community out and involved, and it grew from there to be what it is today.
This nature preserve is still privately owned, but maintained by the community. Past the beaver pond now and into the woods, Christina Brocious pauses.
I love this part of the trail. It's like there's this rooftop in the canopy, and it just forms this little room, like a little tunnel we're in, and it's the sunlight is just streaming through. This is one of the trails that I come to, and I just can't believe that I'm in the middle of the city.
Clyde Shepherd Nature Preserve is flanked by a residential neighborhood to the west, Peachtree Creek to the north, and just yards away is North DeKalb Mall. But there's no sense of that when you're here. What you're hearing now, Christina tells us, is the sounds of maybe 5 or 6 species of birds, including the gray catbird, the house wren, the eastern towhee, and the wood thrush. The moment that really stops Christina is when she gets a call she didn't expect, a phone call. It's her friend Marco, who has just walked back around to the beaver pond.
Yeah, what is it?
Marco has spotted a night heron.
Okay, bye.
She meets him at the pond to take a closer look.
Oh my goodness, I've never been this close to one before. It's standing so still, it's probably about to catch something.
I think he just saw some food.
Bright, bright, almost white, but it's yellow.
It's keeping really still, barely only moving its head.
It's kind of shuffling, shuffling toward whatever it just struck. Oh my goodness, that was big. It's fighting back. Ooh, I want to see.
it seems the bird might have caught a small fish, maybe even a crayfish.
Yeah, whatever this thing caught, it's having trouble. It's fighting back, it seems. Oh, but the bird's definitely going to win. Yep, there it goes.
Fantastic. That's the kind of experience you have there.
Once again, Dave Butler.
The experiences we've had over the last 18 years have been remarkable with the birds and the beavers and the river otters and foxes and all the other wildlife that we've seen down there. It's like entering another world.
For Christina and her fellow birders, that world inside the Clyde Shepherd Nature Preserve is wonderful, in the truest sense of that word. It takes her far away from the city, but it's still close enough for the occasional visit. David Bereswain, WABE.